This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 209 in a series of 260 broadcasts dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as that used by the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call the series Where Fitz Left Off. And today we'll share with you memories of a man everybody knew as Nick, who practiced medicine here for more than 40 years. Dr. William N. Nick Fortescue was born in Hyde County, down on the coast where the biggest town in the county was Swan Quarter. After graduating at Duke and interning in Boston, he moved to Hendersonville and established practice here in 1936 at the old Patton Memorial Hospital. For many years, though we did have some 16 to 18 doctors in the area in the early 40s, there were only two surgeons, Dr. Fortescue and Dr. Lester McDonald. And it became apparent to Nick Fortescue as the area grew, there would have to be a totally new site for the hospital to take the place of the old Patton Memorial. There was just no room to expand the hospital, which had been built in 1913. In the mid-40s, noting that the old Oakley, Florida boarding house had not been operating for a number of years and might be for sale, Nick Fortescue, with the help and cooperation of Dr. Fred Trotter and Dr. McQueen Sally, formed the old Henderson County Hospital Association. They advanced money from their own pockets to buy the huge old boarding house, with the understanding when and if a new hospital was built there, the assets of the old Patton Memorial would be transferred. When Frank King, who was my dad's uncle, when Uncle Frank and his wife, Sarah Bowden King, ran the old Oakley, Florida house, the huge old building took up most of what was just a portion of the block between 7th and 8th and between Fleming and Justice. Today, the multi-building facility of this giant hospital sprawls over the better portion of two full city blocks. Even Nick Fortescue would never have dreamed of the massive facility to which he and Drs. Trotter and Sally gave birth. Nick had the honor of being chief of staff at both Patton Memorial and also Pardee Hospitals. And while Dr. J.S. Brown bragged about the 6,000-plus babies that he had delivered, no one could even estimate the number of operations performed by Dr. Nick Fortescue between 1936 and 78. And only in the final years was there any sort of insurance or guarantee of payment for Dr. Fortescue. Most of his pay was a promise. In his office, there was a picture of a field of waving corn. Nick had accepted it as payment from a patient who had nothing else of value to give to him. In the hopes that he could inspire the Department of Transportation to utilize native plants along the Interstate 26 being built, Nick Fortescue donated 9,000 azalea and rhododendron plants. From the very first day that Pardee Hospital opened, ill feeling toward the institution developed because of an administrator hired by the Board of Trustees. This administrator was so anxious to prove to the board how well he could collect all bills, he used tactics which were arrogant, dictatorial, truculent, and alienating. The board finally replaced this administrator with William E. Jameson, a highly decorated veteran officer of the African campaign during World War II. Jameson appealed for help from both Jim Fain, the editor of the Times News, and from WHKP. He was anxious to restore the goodwill and the confidence that deservedly the old Patton Memorial Hospital had always enjoyed. WHKP did 13 weeks of broadcast explaining to the public how Pardee operated, why it cost more for a hospital room than it did for a motel room, and the final broadcast was to feature a live origination from the operating room during surgery. Naturally, the surgery was Dr. Nick Fortescue. The anesthesiologist was Dr. Jim Lutz, and the procedure was a gallbladder operation. Dr. Fred Trotter would work with me in the actual description of what was going on during the surgery. Now, the average person has an image in his mind of an operating room being virtually a sacred place, everything quiet and reverent as the procedure proceeds. I was aware that Dr. Nick Fortescue used colorful language at times, with a few mild cuss words here and there, but you never noticed that in live conversation, but on the air, it stood out. Plus, somebody in the operating room had a cold that morning and coughed loudly during most of the surgery. In that everyone was masked, it didn't really hazard the proceedings at all, but again, hearing Dr. Trotter, well, he is now starting the incision. I didn't realize that every time the surgeon finished with an instrument, he would toss it into a metal container to be sterilized before future use. So it sounded a bit like the kitchen in Granny Waters' boarding house. And we discovered we simply couldn't use the tape. Dr. Trotter and I went to the station, and utilizing sound effects, Fred Trotter described the procedure from memory, and we faked the so-called live broadcast. Nick Fortescue was named Man of the Year by the VFW in 1972, and if ever a choice met with unanimous approval, this selection did. He was cited for his lifetime of alleviating suffering of humanity, but also to encourage his fellow man to seek the beautiful in the wonders of the natural world. Nick Fortescue, what a wonderful memory of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.